Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 3 of Full Bloom. This is Garrett.
And this is Matt, and we are about to do some floral observations on this mess.
The judges have no clue what they're talking about. Some of the fashions are on point. Some of our skill levels are not so on point, and we're going to get into it. We are international level competitors and freelancers, so we have thoughts, we have opinions, but professionally this is what we do. So we are going to be critiquing episode 3. We are going to be looking at a team challenge and then an individual. In the team challenge, they have pre-made, already made structures that have to be jumped over by professional horse jumpers, and their flowers are already picked and pulled for them. So some of them that there are to choose from.
So what you're saying is that there's no actual challenge here.
You just got to put flowers on some pre-made existing structures. Yes, that is correct. You are correct. On one team, it's like rings and a boat kind of situation. On the other is like fairy tale book and like, I don't even like a cart.
Wagon.
It's like a musical cart.
She's a wagon.
It's tragic. I don't know what.
It's like they're idioms or some shit, like jump and fly off the page and jump through rings and put the cart before the horse, and it's all
that's fucking dumb
horse idioms. Oh, and jumping ship. Yeah, it's all stupid. It's stupid. It's stupid.
We got our teams are mixed up. So we have team Melissa, and that has Kiara, who is, why are you still here? I forgot you were here. I forgot you were a thing.
Why is she still here?
And then we have Team Ron. I need to resituate myself. Welcome to the sack, everybody. We are sitting on a lovely love sack, and we are in our pajamas and comfortable comfort wear because this season is a yawn. She's a bore. She is very temperate. She is lukewarm water in a room that is 75 degrees.
So Team Ron is the blue team. It consists of Ron, Antonio, Rachel, and Sarah. And then there is Team
Melissa,
which consists of Kanan and Kiara and Mr. Lufty, as well as obviously Melissa.
So, Melissa's team takes the rings and takes the boat.
Jumping through hoops and as well as jumping ship.
And then the other team takes the book and the cart. Again, their flowers are pulled for them. Their color harmonies are pulled for them. These structures are made. So it is like a little boat already made. It's got the steering wheel. It's got a little steamboat top.
That's the thing I just don't understand about this challenge. It's like, you literally gave them fully made structures, and they all still kind of fuck it up.
You're really quiet. They got to choose their own containers, and they fucked it up. So, like,
wild, Denise says. So, here's the deal. I know that they had to do it as pairs. I would have loved to have gotten the rings and the books. That was not an option. You, like, those are the two good ones, the rings and the books. You got one or the other of that. So I probably would have leaned towards the books one because I do feel like the books was the most exciting to me personally.
I would have went for the boat and I would have went for the books. I love a fantasy. I love a sci-fi moment. We are seeing in this episode more about Ron. He is the stereotypical, she worked for a celebrity once and we got to have her on TV. And so he does very kind of traditional, massy events, and that's what we're seeing. We've already commented on this in the last episode.
Ron, yeah, you can tell Ron is a professional. Ron knows what he's talking about when it comes to forestry, but the level of ingenuity and creativity, I don't necessarily
like this right here. We are seeing straight up chunks of foam taped together, wrung the hell out with like
mache in the center of it for it to stay round instead of mache in. And foam inside.
And then the wire is kind of just like wrung around. Miss Rachel.
Yeah, Miss Rachel and Miss Sarah are the two doing this. And y'all should both know better. And I am disappointed in what I'm seeing.
It is weird.
This is when I say the level of disrespect to the floral industry that is exhibited in this season. This is the shit I'm talking about right here.
And the combination of a floral mesh like that is treated versus just a galvanized like wire why mix them? They use both, and I don't understand. The mechanics are wild. That's all going to dry out, and already is squished the hell out before you even started. The audacity. I did take a picture of this. Both of you, Miss Sarah and Miss Rachel, are always invited to come hang out on the sack with us.
But I'm going to ask you, what the fuck were you thinking?
It is wild. My eyeballs hurt, and I just don't understand. Maybe it was a Ron thing, and you guys are, like, good team members, and you're just doing it.
Maybe
but
it was hot underneath that California sun, and y'all just had a little moment of, like, I don't know.
A bubble brain. Like, your brains were bubbling because it was hot. I've done a bird in my time. We have Alpa's designers that we are friends with that have done beautiful peacocks before on moving structures where the peacock had to spin through the whole evening. That was not the mechanics that I would have chosen.
It's not how you make a bird.
But then we also see this other team. I have one issue. Electroflora said it beautifully of, why the hell didn't they paint the other side of them leaves? We see Lufty coming in with some paint. He thinks he is the Kristen of the season. I think that he is silly, and I love his jokes. He does very kind of pretty painting, but it's very basic, like, base painting. Would you agree?
100%.
Like,
I heard somebody referred to him, and this is a little foreshadowing for the rest of the season. At one point, somebody refers to him as a master colorist, and I literally have never wanted to turn off my television faster. Because master? Absolutely not. Strong? Yes. Master? No.
I think saying he is strong at color is, it's
generous.
Nice. It's generous. It's nice. But they need someone to step in to the shoes of last season where Adam is hitting purples and blues gorgeously with his fantasy tree.
Miss Kristen is bringing in all of the psychedelia and all of the color combinations she possibly can. Yeah, that ain't happening this year.
No, and so we are seeing him just do light blue in the middle, dark blue on the outsides. You've seen us do it because we are just adding a pop of color. We're not trying to sell it as like artistry, but you've also seen us hand paint actual patterns and color combinations
to
metallic.
Here's something I really like about Sarah is that she has a beautiful eye for things. They're building this bird. You know, it's pretty gorgeous the way that they're doing this with the orchids and the different sorts of limoniums and statuses and things like that. But then she always takes it one step too far to me. She's taking the same theorem and she's like, I have to give this bird a beak.
Yeah.
Do you though? Do you really have to? Can't you just leave it implied? Because there's a big thing for implied shape and implied beauty, especially when you're doing things in florals. Baby, we know it's not a bird. It's made out of flowers. It doesn't have to look exactly like a bird.
I think one thing that I have to say also is she does do beautiful things in a particular tone. She has a comfort zone tone.
She's definitely in that dusty pink world.
And it's beautiful, but I need to see her in a jewel tone. I need to see her in electric pastels. I need to see her jump into color face first. She's in a very elegant color harmony. And I want her to be in a grungy, dirty artist color harmony at least once.
There's the back of
Electroflora, baby. I would like to call you and just remind you that we are looking at a full green, very visible foliage, unpainted.
Rear of the Monstera.
The rear end has not been treated properly. I like the idea that they are trying to do poorly. And it is, they're trying to take the boat and make it look like there's waves kind of like hitting the front of it and just like blowing past it.
Give
I like
me,
the idea.
Give me, okay, they love to use baby's breath on this show. Where is the baby's breath in the one moment that it could be perfect? You have crashing waves.
Yeah.
Give me that like sea foam, baby's breath, like fantasy. Where is it? The one time I want to see it in this show. Where is it?
But like, how expected is water with the boat? Have that thing crashing into land. Have it smashing into fucking land. I see branches back there. I see colors that would work to make it look
I mean,
like,
the idiom is jumping ship. Why are we jumping ship, you know?
Yeah, like, give me some story other than we're just coasting through
the
water.
Oh, they have all that baby's breath, but look.
Oh, we'll get to the baby's breath eventually.
Not where I want it.
Also, okay, so we have wire tubes that are covered in wire mesh. Melissa, again, is showing us she has skill. She knows what she's doing to a particular degree. She's got mechanics having. Look at this homosexual running. Kanan, baby, we love you.
Kanan, baby, if I ever see you running with scissors, they bet you better turn those upside down because you were just running with your scissors up, sis. No, ma'am.
I like that you were like 1985 jazzercise running across like it was going fast or something.
Well, I just want him to be safe because I like him as a person and I want to hang out with him sometime.
He's cute. I want to see more of his designs though.
Exactly.
Because we have like this show is not good at showing you across the board in an episode, which is hard, but it's a team. I should be able to see who is the lousy endpoint and who is like thriving. Melissa always seems to be thriving.
We're getting the whole backstory right now about her sisters and now her wife and just all the people that she has
got good
to
support.
Lift her up. And
yeah.
I'm really happy to hear that.
Here's the book. We are moving on to the book. Team Ron is moving. And
I'm already so mad about this book design and what's happening here.
If anybody doesn't know, I love collecting books. That's one of the few things that I will like fill my house with, that in face-shaped containers.
So
but
the idiom with the book is supposed to be leaping off the page. And what they're doing is like basically building an octopus of spermari.
Like Secret Garden spilling out of the book, but it's not really spilling.
No, you know what I want to see leaping off the page? I want to see one from one access point, mm-hmm. one single point from the page. I want to see it come from a thin, narrow access point on that page. You come out, you get huge, and you spill everywhere from that point. You spill out with flowers, because that is spilling off the page, or jumping off the page.
They had built a peacock for the book for some reason. I would have done a quill and made it look like there's ink dripping and words dripping actually out of the page. Like, it's melting in this California sun. And, like, I don't know why people hate on Pave. They're like, oh, that's old. But if she's right, she's right. You can... Literally, as someone that loves the fantasy of it.
You can modernize Pave, too. You just add a little bit of undulation and levels.
Yeah, that is just contemporary. It's just knowing good old skills and then contemporary design with it. Also, this guitar ain't got no strings. And Simon is like, here's some carnations. These are carnations. Still doesn't look like strings.
But I like the idea of an implied line using
it
the stem.
It needed it, yeah.
It's really, I think it's really successful. But then again, one of the successful parts of getting something that is implied from flowers rather than a literal translation, and that point of view had to come from a judge.
Yeah.
I want to see that point of view come from the competitor.
Miss Melissa, I love you, baby. You're always welcome to sit on our sack. But are you reflexing tulips right out of the box on hydrated anything?
Yes. Yes, she is.
Oh, I'm aware. I'm questioning so she can hear it out loud. I don't know why we are reflexing dry box tulips. And then you see them and they're just kind of like tucked in between everything. So it didn't even matter that they were reflex. But also you have one of the few people that doesn't understand color, doesn't understand depth, using gorgeous product without any kind of color. Like Kiara is just making... She's making traditional boring arrangements. But then we got Miss Ron coming up in here.
Miss Ron, that cowboy boot, what is going on? Browns and gold monsteras just with bind wire to the shape of this cowboy boot, but not even bound well. So you have all these wild leaves going. I hate it. I literally hate it. It makes me mad. I have a visceral, bad reaction to it.
I understand that people in Europe and other countries do large form projects. That's what his guitar was. It was just a large form funeral piece. But the boot, the back of the leaves, if I'm going to see them and they are green and your whole boot's supposed to be brown and gold, why am I seeing green?
Also, that's not a foam or it's not a form arrangement. It's just a
boot. To have the guitar be a form and then have the boot be like...
Whatever that is.
Some crazy thing. Ron, baby. It's... It looks dated.
Have a seat on the sack. Let's chat.
Come sit on our sack, and we'll have a chat about it. Also, we are getting the boot. We're getting all the things, but then they literally just fill up the wagon part of jumping off the wagon or whatever
with buckets.
With buckets of flowers.
Not even like galvanized, pretty steel buckets. Plastic pickle buckets.
They didn't think of the design tension. But then on the other side, we literally see Lutti. Not being able to make a smokestack in an already pre-established tube with baby's breath.
Broken stems of baby's breath.
Oh, no.
Breath.
They did that on purpose so that they could get it round. Do a hand tie. Do a gorgeous hand tie and drop that in there. You can have that shape all the way around. Like, it's not hard.
No, you want a smokestack trailing from there? You have a tube.
You have tools around there. I know that for a fact, not only do they have stems, but they also have wooden dowel rods. They can easily build a wire mesh tube that goes up a little bit and then back a little bit, yeah, and fill it too tightly with the status, with this baby's breath. You get some actual shape on there. Give it the cartoon like train cloud. Exactly. Yeah, yeah. What are you doing with this nonsense?
Another thing, remember...
That just shows the inexperience with Lufty and the fact that Lufty has no business, literally zero business, being on this competition.
Please remember also, this is reality TV. The judges are there for an aesthetic. They did some celebrity events, and they can't judge. But also, you can tell they changed it from baby's breath to other flowers.
There's orchids in there now.
But also, it's a different filler. It's not baby's breath.
It's limonium now, yeah.
And it's like a silver limonium. The boot is actually attached to the wagon instead of being on the ground. It's just weird choices where it's like, maybe there's a nice piece, but these are so weirdly executed.
I hate it.
Like, poorly, of course, across the board, but it's weird choices that professionally I don't understand why, but we get to watch them. They're all going to the hill, and an actual professional, like, horse rider. Yeah, equestrian. Comes in, beautiful horse, all did up in their little jockey outfit. And they actually are jumping over these pieces like they're high or like they're a challenge. None of it's going to get bumped. None of it's actually being touched.
Well, so, because none of them actually did anything, which is another thing. Like, although they didn't, obviously you don't want to, you know, mess with the pole because that's what the horse is jumping. Why not build like a floral garland or a floral rope or something that incorporates, like, let's see something instead of just two designs on either side of a pole.
I also thoroughly enjoy that Antonio is like, fuck all this nonsense. What is that gorgeous horse's name? Could care less about whatever the fuck's going on this day or what we are doing.
I mean, but that would be my question too. Excuse me, horse. Hi, big boy. What's your name and may I pet you?
Can I pet your horse, ma'am? Thank you. Wow, even the smokestack with tons of opulent,
jumping through hoops,
high
me too.
Okay, level so
let's orchids. Let's talk blueprint. Let's talk, do we want to do teams or do we want to do individual designs?
I'm going to do individual designs.
Okay.
I am going to prune this.
This is the ship.
So I'm looking at the ship. It's supposed to be in choppy waters. If you are going to imply waves crashing through, don't make two funeral wedding arrangements sitting on the top and the front of the design. And then also smokestacks, like we were saying before, make it wispy, make it look like smoke, not just really expensive white flowers thrown into the top of a pole. Because yes, it's a pole, but you can make it look and feel like it's actually in motion.
This is the pruniest prune I've had all season so far, and I've seen some ugly shit, but this one really actually just, it makes me mad because all of those Monstera that Lufty spent so much time trying to artfully paint, they all literally look exactly the same, except for the green backs that I can still see. The flowers are nothing special. It's just, this one just makes me mad. Like, this is just, it's, blech. There's nothing mad. This is a prune. She's ugly. She's not cute. There's no hope of salvation for me for this. Like, there's not... I can't even give one recommendation to try to rescue this one. It's all bad. And it just... No.
Love the concept. Really bad execution.
The next one that we are going to check out from this team is the rings. Jumping through hoops. And this is another one that makes me really mad. Because I'm not jumping through these hoops. While they did use the Oasis sausage for it, which, like, we all know I love an Oasis sausage garland. Like, yeah. I love working with those. They literally let it rest upon the different levels in the hoop.
They took them out and they put arrangements on the hoops.
No, that's the don't. No, it is that.
No,
it's,
brought over,
oh, did he?
Things of fun.
Ugh, that motherfucker.
So tell me,
here's what I'm going to tell you. None of that is jumping through the hoops. Those are things sitting on top of hoops.
Yeah.
There's no movement through a single one of those hoops. So no, I'm not jumping through any hoop. Prune.
I'm going to prune this. It's literally just like basic wedding arrangements, plopped onto some rings. Melissa actually, in the beginning of this part of the episode, had wire-wrapped sausages flowing through, maybe not jumping.
I was going to say, it still wasn't done well. It still wasn't done in a way where you can take those because they have their own form of mesh around them where you can still suspend them to make them jump.
But she still had them going at least through them. Yeah. It had that input, like a movement. And so, like, this is just expensive stuff thrown into some foam. Literally, there's a ball of flowers, expensive flowers, just sitting on a square box. They didn't have to make the actual form. They literally just had to put foam on a form and cover it with flowers. And they had like 4+ hours and multiple people doing it. I think the biggest reason I prune it, on top of it just being a normal wedding arrangement, is it's disappointing.
It's a giant disappointment.
So that's a prune. She's a prune for both. It's just like, when you can make anthuriums and bird of paradise and orchids and all this opulent stuff that is very nice, just seems so average. What are you doing?
Well, and,
and you were given your theme.
At
you
least
were told
Simon,
what your theme
that
was.
Is Simon's critique is like, there's not a thing through a hoop. Your idiom is jumping through hoops and there's not a single thing that is through a hoop.
I think it's silly that your flowers are picked for you, your structure's made for you, and your title is picked for you, and you can't execute the title. You don't have to think about nothing, just putting it on there. Oh my goodness.
So then we have jumping off the stage, or jumping off the page, and jumping onto the bandwagon, or the other two. And, you know, that bandwagon, I hate. That's a prune. It's just ugly. The colors are ugly, but the colors of the wagon itself was ketchup and mustard, and that's something that they weren't given a choice on. So, like, I can't complain too much there.
But as a professional that knows how to work with color, you're bringing in golds, you're bringing in different shades of red, and then you take that ketchup and mustard, which could be a trap, and you elevate it. And yep. You are a professional taking a color harmony that people shy away from, and you're proving as a professional, I know how to do this,
yeah,
and they
right.
did not.
And this is not ketchup and mustard. They just took ketchup. This is not an elevation of ketchup mm-hmm. and mustard. Mm-hmm. This is, they took ketchup and mustard, and then they said, let's add a side of mayonnaise.
Yeah, it's very, like, tchotchke, very traditional. When you have full-on buckets just in the back of the wagon, there's no inventiveness or creativeness. So it's a prune. It's a prune.
That's a prune.
The next one is the, what is it?
The peacock, jumping off the page with the peacock. And, you know, I love the peacock. I think it's gorgeous. Where is a peacock in jumping off a page? Why a peacock?
Also, like, if you're going to a peacock, you're going to do fantasy, make its wings open. Like, go the extra steps to make it look like it's actually jumping. If you want to create a story or like a fairy tale, Melissa's good at that.
Give me that full big fan tale. Yeah.
Make it look like it is jumping out of the book. It is, I'm going to say this is a soft bloom.
It's a soft bloom for me, too. It's but as I said bad. Earlier, we don't need that anthurium beak. It's so unnecessary.
I think that it was successful not because of the team. It was because Rachel specifically and Sarah specifically created a beautiful design, not the team.
And I do think that Ron knew that Rachel and Sarah, like, I think Ron had a good, with Ron being the team leader, I think he did a good job of deferring to his team's strengths.
And that's hard to do as a leader.
It is.
Knowing when to be like, I trust you, though you are not the leader, because this is, you understand this color, you understand this storyline, you understand the product you're working with. And the girls did a beautiful botanical luxury event design. The boys made some hokey pokey backcountry honk badonky, ugly as hell, ketchup and mustard and mayonnaise wagon. And I ain't here for it. It's two different designs by two different teams of the same people on the same team, which is wild. The judges, they are like, they come for the buckets. It's, the peacock could be prettier. Also, because once you look at the body, it's very, because of how they did their foam and mechanics, it's not a shapely body. It's a tube with a big tail and like a thin head on the top. The more I look at it, the more, I'm keeping her a soft bloom, but I'm nitpicking because you are supposed to be the best. How the judges are picking their people, we have blue and red flowers again.
We have Maurice. I believe, actually, yeah, all three judges, they go with the blue team on this one. It is unanimous because, I'm sorry, that red was a mess. And so we see in the individual head-to-head, we've got Lufty, we've got whatever team that was. Whose team was that? Melissa's team. It was Melissa's team, yeah. So Melissa, Lufty, Kanan, and Kiara are all going head-to-head in the elimination.
And it's like some of the best versus some of the worst, if you ask me. Because Kanan's a pretty good designer.
Kanan's a very strong designer. Melissa's a strong designer. And yeah, and the two worst, yeah.
Like just mediocre.
Exactly, because Lufty and Kiara, neither one have shown me that they have anything to belong in this
competition. I think the thing about Lufty is, one, we haven't seen a ton of him, and what we've seen is fine. It's average and fine. It's not great. And he hasn't had that moment for us to be like, oh, you can be creative or you can be awesome. And so it's like the mediocrity, it's his, they're trying to sell his personality so hard, but the design is just such a blatant
can
mediocrity.
I talk about Kanan's shirt in this part? Yeah. It is amazing. Kanan has this beautiful white botanical button-up shirt, and I'm like, hi, where did you get that?
More I want ugly it. Pants.
Yeah.
Why yeah. are people wearing ugly pants,
Kiara,
in 2021?
Those ugly pants do not go with that shirt.
So we are doing the individual challenge. You're given a flower trolley, like a little bicycle flower trolley. Their challenge is to tell us who they are. It's their own individual style, and like they have to make bouquets that they would sell, or
like a grab and go bouquet.
But the whole cart has to be designed, and so like judges look cute. Maurice looking crazy.
I kind of like Maurice's turtleneck. I don't, because it's a turtleneck.
Did you see the back of it? It says Puma along his shoulders, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, no, gross.
Yeah, I liked it until I saw the back of it. I was like, baby. The other two look stunting. That, like, blue velvety-ness.
And Elizabeth in her leopard shirt. Elizabeth, your fashion is stunning. Your florals, we have discussions about, but your fashion is amazing.
She looks great. They're going through each designer. They're, like, giving their thing. I like this challenge. The thing about the show
is what is the back of that shirt? No, Maurice.
You, right?
No. The front's so cute though.
The thing about this challenge is there is so much excess. You literally could just do bomb blooming branches through the whole entire thing and then some water tubes with some fails, and it'd be gorgeous. Like the amount of luxury product, this is not hard.
No.
It's all down to your mechanics and your understanding of mechanics. And then you're literally just putting beautiful things on a cart. What would your style be? What would the thing be about your cart that says Coach Mine Florals?
Mine would be a mobile art cart. It would have a little bit of everything. It would be the full arts and crafts station that you can go. Yes, it would have beautiful florals, obviously, because that is what I bring. We would have a little bit of everything for the families. You know, yeah. we would have something more. We would have the florals, we would have the weaving, we would have the everything, and it would all come together to be one thing.
High technical skill, artistry.
Exactly.
I think I would be armatures. I love armatures, but I love color pop armatures. So building a full armature from one corner and wrapping it through in a wave in like a bright orange branch or a bright lime green or purple branch. And then weaving. Just like weave the fuck out of it with just foliage in gorgeous colors. Luffy is again just painting hodgepodge where you can still see the green through the white paint. That's not, baby, like, I need more intention. I need better intentional design. And he's not giving it to me at all. The Smilax is gorgeous. Now we know where all this shortage of Smilax, we know where it's at. Like, it's on this show. A black
zip tie.
When they have fine wire,
Lufty, his inexperience just shows so much in this. Well, talk about inexperience. We're watching Miss Kiara try to rig up a full-on knotted piece of driftwood with fishing line in the most haphazard of way.
Also, it is a heavy looking piece of driftwood, and I wouldn't trust if they're just giving me a weighted line. I don't know what the weight is. No, ma'am. I want to know what the weight is that it can hold.
Well, and she's just doing it in two access points, like, mm-hmm. with all sorts of wraps all around it. It's just a mess. It's a damn mess, girl.
I think we're about to get into her thing. She has a husband, two children. Her children are
cute.
Oh,
her family's so cute, but also go home.
She's a powerful woman. The thing is also, they beat you over the head with what they're like.
The storyline is.
And it's
yeah.
just like, just be a good designer and just like, be, like, have your, like Kanan, you know who he is. And I love it. And I don't need some, woe is me. That was gorgeous. Whatever that was, that weird looking Protea nonsense.
Was it a type of Banksia? Because like she got that Banksia there. I think that's
so.
What it is.
Melissa's got really good
textures. It is. It's Banksia serrata. That is gorge.
She went straight to textures. She went to unique colors. But like her zip ties are going to be covered. She got multiple zip ties on multiple points. Like my one issue with her is it's one-sided.
Yep.
Where, like, here's a smart thing that Kanan did. I think it's Kanan's.
It is Kanan. I know it's Kanan's because he's got that full vase on there. I saw him back in that flower. He was like, oh, there's already a vase with shit in it. I'm going to put this up on my cart. Because he is a smart individual.
The designs that he eventually does, am I in love with? No. But he did smart. I'm covering this whole cart in gorgeous, already vining foliage. Now she's covered. Let's design. Let's create art now that... It's already covered.
It also shows an experience and knowledge that, especially within this pairing, there's two individuals that clearly don't have the experience and two individuals that do have the experience.
You can see by the things that are pulled that, like, Melissa is doing her desert fantasy. It's what she knows, but she's doing it in a way that she's not had this level of product before.
Kanan knows what he's doing from his event background. Lufty, he's like, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. I'm gonna grab whatever the fuck I want.
And like, he literally tells the judges, like, I like these things and I like those things, but not like this is what I'm doing. He just looks confused. And his stories like always have to come back to his storyline. It's not an honest like, oh, I really love this lush green that I never get to use, but I remember from my childhood. This is how I'm going to use it as a professional. Like, there's no designer to it. It's just mediocrity, you know? But, like, even Maurice designs that way. Maurice can design, but he also talks out of his ass a lot.
Yeah.
Like, a lot. Look at them black zip ties.
Everywhere.
I'm sorry, if you're using a tan or brown wooden thing that is naturally tan or wooden.
Guess what they have? Tan and brown naturally wooden looking zip ties. Ooh, or tan and brown naturally looking bind wires.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, and they have all of this accessible to them. So it's very confusing to me. Ooh, we are seeing Kiara. It is. What is Kanan doing? Well, Kiara will get on her.
Look at that broken carnation.
Well,
Kiara's
she is
design.
Doing little tiny tuft bouquets and then tying them in so they don't have a water source to the wood. And then she's got weird flat based like forward facing flowers so that they don't sit right. It's a wild arrangement of choices.
And she's making, well, because you know Miss Kiara, our weekend warrior, she got a day job. She's using little cages, like Oasis cages, and you can tell that she has never used them before.
Oh,
because
those in the middle? Some of those are loose bouquets.
No, I'm talking about the ones that are on the side, like with the solidago and that nonsense. That is literally, she put all her filler flowers in first because apparently that's what she thinks she's supposed to do.
She has learned how to do reflex tulips, and she also has reflex tulips in there.
I bet she learned from season one because they beat us over the head with
it
then.
At the team event, when she was on Melissa's team, remember? She had to use the reflex in the ugly range that she made for the team event in this episode. So we can see that she learned how to do reflex tulips, and she's using it in everything in a bad way.
Growth.
But it's also not well done, which is unfortunate. So you have like this weird bullet center with like three leaves that are
I'm so over it.
I love Kanan.
I know Mr. Kanan is like making love to open this rose up, and guess what, he didn't reflex it. He opened it in a nice natural way that's not reflexing. He's, because there's other ways to get your roses open than reflexing.
Kanan looks very lush, very like piled on, but I'm fine with that because he does it. He's committed and he just does it.
He's committed, but also he has his taste is so strong. He has such a great taste level, in my opinion, to the most part, because he's able to edit in a way that isn't although it may be everything piled on top of each other, it's not the whole kitchen sink. In my opinion, it's a thoughtful, full bounty of groceries that's close to the kitchen sink.
I'm pulling the microphone away from him because I'm going to wait until this design is done and I'm going to bring it back
around. The design's a mess, but I'm saying in general...
I love his personality. He has a great personality.
I think that Kanan is definitely, and I think actually clearly through this entire series, Kanan is foiled, I should say, by the 2 hours on these individual challenges.
I think the best designers
because I don't know what's happening
themselves.
Here with this raffia tied thing.
I think this is his
doing.
Loose bouquet that he's going to give.
Yeah, no, I know.
Oh, the pro tips are also nonsensical. Like, they are dumb. I'm sorry, this is a YouTube video. Like, we've got Elizabeth being like, just make a ginormous thing of filler flowers and then pull your flowers through them to a mass ball. No, baby, that's hideous.
And it's
going
to need to tie it up somehow.
That's ugly.
It is ugly.
I think that she makes weird choices. But, like, Lufty's out here making weird choices. The thing is, Lufty made beautiful foliage and stuff choices because he thinks they're pretty, but he doesn't know how to use them.
Yep.
And it's really sad. Kanan goes back to get more flowers because he knows, I need this color, or I need this size or this texture in it. Where Lufty just keeps grabbing more and more things because he's like, tropicals, expensive things, have fun, without using it. And it's weird. His bouquet, like, oh, he's making a bouquet right now. Can you feel the warmth? Can you feel the warmth in that bouquet? The warmth?
No, I can feel that he doesn't know what the fuck he's doing by making a handheld.
Also, look around the room. One of the keys, we are competitors. What Matt and I do is international competition. We literally represent the USA in competition. When you look around the room and anybody has the same style of something, the same exact something, unless you know you are going to do it 10 times better, you better change something about it because it's going to get compared to whoever goes first. And so Kiara's using the same flowers basically to make the same bouquets as Lufty's, at least the same colors, and both of them are going to look similar. I want to stand out. I want to be one of a kind. This is a competition for $100,000. No, ma'am, am I going to have things that look similar?
Kiara's also out here finishing off all of her hand-tied bouquets with waterproof face tape. Ma'am.
Yeah.
Ma'am, can you not?
Because they're getting wrapped in paper and it doesn't really matter in the end of it, I don't care.
Bothers me.
At least hold.
That's not what it's for. There's an actual industry product made for
well,
that.
She's putting a broken carnation into it.
Yeah,
so.
Of course she's putting a broken carnation in
it
because this
out.
Isn't
she
her real.
Throw it out.
Because this isn't her real job.
Those roses were. They do have gorgeous product. Kanan's using a very nice collection of comfort flowers to him. If you see his Instagram, it's very roses. It's very hydrangea. It's a lot of 3/4 one-sided mass design.
Kiara's such a damn mess. She just broke a vase.
She literally is dropping things. You can see that she's stressed out. I would have been done probably in the first half an hour and then fine-tuning, editing, and then doing maybe some technique in it.
What is this? Kiara just took like 4 random roses with foliage all the way down the stems and shoved it in a bubble bowl. What the fuck, ma'am?
Choices are being made. Remember, this is reality TV. I'm going to keep reminding you, the judges don't know what they're talking
about. This is reality TV and we're actual professionals.
And the contestants have, a lot of them have a limited skill set or no skill set. Lufty's is so disjointed. While you use the same color, it's a lot. Like, here's Melissa. Melissa, you can see where she's from. She's specifically chosen containers in a certain pattern, color, or wicker. She's chosen pompous in the galvanized buckets because it can blend in. Is the arrangement gorgeous? No, but I'm going to bloom this softly because at least it has a cohesion across the board.
It's a soft bloom for me, too. I'm not really going to get into it because, honestly, it's just kind of boring.
But it's
better than everything else.
I wish we saw her push herself more because these are the pictures we see of her work from past things. Let's see. Her bouquets are okay.
Her handheld bouquet that you have to, like, give away is actually something that's really pretty. So now here's Kiara's. I'm sorry, it's just boring. It's ugly, it's boring, I don't care. There's nothing special, it's a prune.
It's very, like, it's a prune for me. It's very, like, I made chunks and try to put the chunks together, but they don't fit.
And now we have lufties, and I'm not going to lie. I honestly, it came, I don't know how he did it. It did come together. It does give me a fantasy. I feel like I could see this, like, on a vacation, you know? Like, I could see this cart set up. Do I think it's, like, technically sound and great? Absolutely not. But I'm going to go ahead and soft bloom it because I do think it actually kind of comes together reluctantly enough. because that's what happens when you have a mass amount of beautiful, nice product. It's going to look like something beautiful and nice. But
I'm going to prune this. It's disjointed. While you have gorgeous product all pile on top of each other and the colors there, because literally you didn't have to do anything but pick up beautiful things. I'm still seeing mechanics. I'm still seeing, like, things.
Oh, the mechanics are garbage.
I'm seeing parts of the design that are just so subparly just put in. The bouquets are so flat for having such textural. We're looking at proteas being zoomed in on that are smashed.
Yeah.
And, like, I need you to care about your flowers. I need you to care about the intention of what you're doing. And half that stuff's not, in water. And I guess it doesn't have to be because it's a competition for a TV show. But to me, I don't get a story. Like, I get tropical because it's beaten over that he used tropicals. I don't get design lufty. I see anybody that has walked into a wholesaler and bought a bunch of tropicals and zip tied them to something.
Yeah.
So she's a prune. She's mediocre and boring.
She's a soft bloom for me, but it's just because it's pretty shit. Pretty shit as always. Oh, the zip ties. Oh, never mind. Soft prune. Change it to soft prune.
We got solid prune and soft prune.
I just got a bunch of full of zip ties from the front. So never mind. I changed my opinion.
I want to like Maurice's shirt so bad. Every time I see the front of it, I'm like, ooh, that's so cute. And then I remember it. There's like words on the back of it. Simon in that orange turtleneck.
With that blazer, I'm obsessed with it.
I love it. I really appreciate that the representation of a judge that has a pierced tongue, has multiple pierced ears, but is a very gentleman. He is a very finely refined gentleman, but he also knows what he's talking about. The fashions are good, whatever, there's a budget.
Oh, we're going back to Kiara's. I thought we already talked about her.
The judges haven't gotten into it yet.
Oh, let me get into it. It's fucking garbage.
This is supposed to be about who you are as a florist, and it tells me nothing.
Who you are as a florist, I see that you are not skilled.
We have kale that's kind of wilting. A lot of the flowers are already dead or dying. When everybody else's designs are still pretty good looking for sitting in the sun or whatever. And a lot of it is drooping. Baby. Also, she's like, I was a cheerleader for 8 years with this or that. And it's like, okay, great. Design. Take a class. Take a workshop. Do a Hitomi Gilliam deep dive into her YouTube. It's not hard to learn skills, mechanics, and techniques, but to put it in the face of America like this is the best we have to offer you is disgusting.
Because it ain't.
Yeah.
And that's, again, to go back, we're on episode 3 now?
Yeah.
To go back, I think something I've said the past 2 episodes, the level of disrespect to people who are actually so talented in this industry. To have this bullshit on episode 3 when we could be watching someone like Nicholas St. Clair, someone like Jordan Statz, someone like one of us, bitch. I wasn't going to go there because whatever about
us. I love myself as a competitor. This is what I do. This is what you do.
True, but like also I also just have as much fun reading these bitches to filth. But I know so many talented designers who could have been there.
If they were having talented designers, bring people to understand the material. Look at the material.
The material. Look at the material. Get into the material. But have you felt the material?
I think it is the word of the day is disappointment. Because we're looking at Melissa.
Really is it disappointment? Because fine. I say it's disrespect.
It's respect, but I'm also, I'm looking at the design now.
Oh,
I'm looking looking at Melissa's again. We're getting more into it with the judges. And she has the experience. And if this is all you made, like one of the cages could have went to the back and pulled you back. There's no depth to it. The designs are anything you could buy off of Books or some order gatherer website. Anthuriums are a weird thing to just put in a flat, kind of smushy bouquet to me, because you're going to get cracks, you're going to get veins. I love neotropical. When you are putting temperate flowers with tropicals, but it needs to be intentional. A light pink tulip with a gorgeous tan orange anthurium is weird because it's not the right shade of pink and there's no bridge to them. So her color choices and materials almost look like, I know what I'm doing, but I found cool things I haven't worked with before. And then there is this bitch, Miss Kanan.
Girl, it's messy. It's just everything on top of everything.
But she, this is her.
But you can also see that, yeah, she knows what she's doing.
There's level of roses. The roses are open. Not all the tulips are reflexed. Nothing's really reflexed in it.
There's like a couple accent ones, but it's not overkill. And it's lush. Like, this is a flower cart. I get excited about this flower. That's a dead rose. I get excited about this flower cart because it's like, ooh, that's a flower cart. But it's not necessarily great. It's yeah, a, for me, this one's
not good.
No, the bouquets aren't good. But you know what? I'm going to go ahead and give him a soft.
I'm going to soft bloom.
Bloom as well. I was thinking real hard.
There's a little technical issues and stuff. The bouquets aren't that great.
The bouquets are rough.
As a cohesive idea, this is his Instagram. This is who he is, and you're supposed to be showing who you
yeah,
are.
Yeah, and I'm here for it. And you know what? The amount of product that he has in here for the same amount of time for some of these other designers puts those hoes to shame.
The bouquets are heinous.
Heinous.
Absolutely awful. Baby Kanan, we love you. You are welcome to the sack anytime to come converse with us and hang out. However, them bouquets are not it, baby.
And Simon says, all that raffia, I feel the same way with Connor's moss in season one. Yes, it needs to go away.
The raffia, I will allow it for one more episode. And then if I see her again, we're going to start hollering. But I think he did the best of the three. Melissa's is too one-sided. The other two are just fine. Look at these stunning people. So the safe
return,
team.
The safe team comes back, and out here, Rachel and Sarah looking
she's
like
wearing
literal
like vintage, so Rachel's wearing vintage silk with a biker jacket, showing her tattoos off and her jewels. Sarah is in this like macrame like bottom,
lace
but a beautiful lace top.
Ugh.
Stunting.
Queens.
They knew.
Queens.
But even Antonio is dressed in all denim, all the right shade. Like, someone went and was like, no, baby, you're going to dress nice. You won.
Like, oh, you guys don't have to design today. Look fancy.
Ron, and I love that Ron and Antonio, they're older. They get, I'm comfortable. This is what I'm wearing. Lufty wins with this tragic nonsense of silliness. No. This was the Kanan's to win. I think what it is Maurice and Elizabeth love that disjointed, lots of different textures. It was fine.
I think just what fun. It is that Maurice and Elizabeth don't know good design and like garbage, so they awarded garbage.
Yeah. Kanan wins
the
second.
The tea is fully piping on this podcast, y'all. If you haven't noticed,
we're here
I
to
don't
chat.
Give a fuck.
We're here to chat. These are, like, we get mad because this is what we do. We have respect for floral. We have respect for floral competition. I don't have to respect you when you poorly and think you, like, it's very white man confidence.
You're on national television. I want to see something better.
How is Melissa in the bottom two? Her stuff was one-sided, but, like, when Lufty, you can literally see black zip ties and nonsense.
And
done.
Broken pin cushions.
Yeah. There's no way that you can't be keeping Melissa up in here because she's one of the only skilled people that has the experience.
But at least we get the outcome that I've been asking for since episode one, and Kiara is going the fuck home.
So that's the end of episode three. The audacity, the caucasity of a lot of this was kind of wild. But Kanan was like my girl of the day. Our flower carts would have been us. We would have actually brought skill, talent, the opulence, and competitive edge. The thing is, nobody wants to compete. I'm just making something. I'm just like floating. I'm just doing my thing. I need energy. It doesn't even have to be competitive energy. I just need someone to care. So that was episode 3.
At the end of the episode, they do their supplies flower drop, as they always do. They go to the family rescue center. They drop off some flowers. They do their thing. It's a whole thing.
This one was cute. They made flower crowns and flower bouquets. So the people can actually take the bouquets home. It's not some random piece of art. They can get their like food allotments and I believe...
Cute little bouquets.
That's what it is. They use the flower carts to actually give them away. Love it. I'm here for it. But... thanks for joining us. Leave comments below if you disagree. If you think we're just raging cunt bags, let us know.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to disagree in the comments, feel free. Sound off. I'll tell you to go fuck yourself.
Or we'll just chat with you. Because this is just about opening a dialogue of mediocre design the floral industry.
But also, I'll probably go tell you to go fuck yourself. But here's the, I will here's chat the real with you. Tea on this. I tell that to my best friend and my husband all the time. So.
That is true. If you have an actual valid conversation to be had, put it in the conversation. Put it below, and I'll get to it.
Put it where it belongs.
Put it below. But thanks for joining us. I'm Garrett,
and I'm Matthew.
And this is Floral Observations, and we're gonna move into episode 4 and just give the full, honest, scalding tea and read these whores for filth. So catch us next time. Bye.
Bye.
Ha ha ha.